WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Every January, to replace the TV series that have failed since the fall, the networks begin to unveil what they call a second season of premieres. TV critic David Bianculli says he usually looks forward to this time of year, but not this year.
I like it when the networks do their annual pre-spring cleaning. What usually happens is that the weakest series from the previous fall are replaced by the strongest, or at least the strangest, new entries for the new year. The second season is when the networks first presented The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd and Quantum Leap and, last year, The Simpsons and Twin Peaks. It's also when they presented America's Funniest Home Videos, but you get the point. Anyway, I expected this second season to be really daring and different, to make up for what was a depressingly mediocre fall season. So what do we get instead? Some of the new shows are just new episodes of old ones. Equal Justice is back, and so are Seinfeld, Real Life with Jane Pauley, and the Western series Paradise, which is back with a new title, Guns of Paradise. The best TV event of the month is a rerun. CBS is repeating Lonesome Dove. The biggest event, but by no means the best, is likely to be NBC's remake of Dark Shadows, a new version of a bad 25-year-old soap opera. There's also a sitcom starring Farrah Fawcett and Ryan O'Neal, and a couple of dramas that are too much, way too much, like 30-something. One of them, called Sons and Daughters, tries to show what might happen when the 30-something crowd gets a bit closer to 40-something. It's got a large cast, but the focus of the premiere episode is Lucy Arnaz, who opens the show by opening her door and coming face-to-face with an instant crisis.
Yeah, how do you do? My name is Lillian Park. I'm so pleased to finally meet you.
Really?
Please, look at these.
Portland General Hospital? Mount Holly Adoption Society? What's all this about?
Your little girl, Astrid. You adopted her from Mount Holly, didn't you?
No. Yes, no. Who are you?
I believe I may be Astrid's mother.
The other Family in Crisis series is called Undercover. It's got good credentials. The stars are Anthony Davison from Crime Story and Wise Guy and Linda Pearl, and the show comes from the creators of China Beach. But boy, is it dumb. It's about a suburban family where the parents just happen to be CIA spies, and where the father is likely to slip away from his son's school softball game to sneak into the classroom and meet with a KGB contact.
Your son, he should choke up more.
Everybody's a coach. How do you know from baseball?
I became a Yankees fan when I was at the UN. The way George Steinbrenner runs that team. Very Russian.
It's more like the Chinese, I'd say. You guys have gotten soft.
Be careful, my friend. We still have old men who dream of tanks and blood.
This show should have been called Married Spies with Children, and it shouldn't have been made. And even though Sons and Daughters isn't awful, and the parents aren't spies, it's a long way from good. This is the point in the primetime relay race where things are supposed to pick up speed. But the networks just dropped the baton.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.